We gotta talk about Cameo. Now, we've mentioned Cameo before, and in case you don't know what Cameo is, it's a website and there's also an app where celebrities are on there and you can pay them to send messages to people in your life, whether it's happy birthday or, you know, whatever, like, hey, grandpa, have a good 100th birthday, or whether it's, you know, telling somebody congratulations, you got the job, or asking them out. You know, people use Cameo for lots of different things. So famously, this woman was using Cameo to break up with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she did that. She got Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray to break up with her boyfriend for her.
Hey, what is up, Braden? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar.
It's cool. I got a message from Mark McGrath.
Sugar Ray, off the charts.
I thought his name was Sugar Ray, but cool.
But always in your hearts. And this Cameo was booked by Cheyenne.
Oh, I love Cheyenne. Wow.
Yeah, you love her. That's your girlfriend.
Oh, we're so good. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
And she wants you to know.
So I wonder if she got Sugar Ray to ask me to marry her.
Few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to get married. I'm going to give me some.
The first one of these I've done, but she wants you to know.
Uh-huh. That she loves me.
That you mean a lot to her.
See, I told you.
You mean the world you're right. to her. But she's having difficulty staying in this long-distance relationship.
What?
You know, it's tough. I've been on the road for years, and I've been with my wife.
Yeah, you haven't been on the road in 20 years.
A long time. And the biggest.
He did that cruise. He was away for a couple days.
Know, obstacles in our relationships is the distance between us.
What's wrong with his face?
It makes it very difficult when we're on the road.
It's a lot of plastic
and
surgery.
It's hard. So Cheyenne is trying to let you know.
Marry me?
No, Braden, that it's very, very tough for her to stay in this relationship. Uh-huh. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold.
Oh, please don't say the word friend.
And she still wants to be friends with
you.
No.
She cares about you very, very
much.
Oh, I'm in the friend zone.
Good luck on your thesis.
Sugar Ray put me in the friend zone.
This is coming up. Probably not the best timing, Cheyenne.
Right.
When he's doing his thesis. Yeah.
Cause
but I understand.
She's a bitch.
You know, you got to work on your thesis and life goes on. And
I'm sure
there's big things ahead of you in the future, Braden. But
you
Cheyenne
know, what's
cares
crazy
about
is,
you enough to let you know.
Some of these celebrities are like thousands of dollars. She only spent $90 on Mark McGrath.
Oh,
she spent $90 to break up with her boyfriend.
Distance thing is just a little,
why would you pick Mark McGrath?
A little difficult for her. And she wants you to stay positive.
Maybe the boyfriend really likes him, or they
impossible.
You know.
Nobody likes
friends.
Sugar Ray.
And she knows that you're a fan of the band Sugar Ray, which I
he just explained it. Right.
I wish I was delivering
fan.
You good news. Hopefully, I can see you backstage, give you a high five someday, dude.
You gonna hook me up with one of your chicks?
We can maybe laugh about this sometimes.
It's not happening.
Hopefully, we all can. Cheyenne, Braden, all of us. We all can hang out. But
I bet you're banging Cheyenne. I bet that's the reason why you're
right
breaking.
Now,
oh, I bet you
the
did this for
thing
free.
Is a little difficult, but she wishes you nothing but the best.
Okay, so she's used Mark McGrath to break up with her boyfriend. And okay, so here's my question to you. So now you know what Cameo is. So give you an idea of who's on Cameo. Caitlyn Jenner is, I think, the most expensive celebrity on there, $2,500 for a message.
Right.
Randy Quaid is on there for $1,000. You can get Randy Jackson, Oscar winner Richard Dreyfuss, Chris Tucker, Chevy Chase, Don Johnson, Ice-T, Lindsay Lohan, Gary Busey, Leanne Rimes. I mean, the list goes on and on of like celebrities that are A-list, B-list, D-list, people you've like that you've never really heard of, but somebody's heard of, and they're somehow there. You know, it's a whole wide variety of celebrities. But of all the celebrities that are out there, who would you think has made the most money on Cameo? Is somebody that just this year reported making over $1 million just from Cameo alone?
It can't be Mark McGrath. So
it is not. It's not.
Lindsay Lohan, I know, is expensive. She's like $400.
Right, but remember, Caitlyn Jenner's $2,500.
I know,
Quaid's
but she
1,000.
Okay,
so
Caitlyn Jenner's $2,500. She might get three a year, so she can't be that high up there. I think
Lindsay Lohan's $350, by the way.
$350, and hers are a joke. Hers last for like 10 seconds. She's like, "Hi, Cooper. This is from Anthony. Have a great day. Bye." So hers are really, really bad. Famously
right.
bad.
Right.
So I would say Gary Busey, because I'd like to buy Gary Busey for a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Like, if I was going to get somebody for the people in my life, like, Gary Busey would be, he's $350. He's crazy. He's out there. He's willing to say anything that you ask him to say. So to me, that's a really good guess.
Mm-hmm.
Except no, not even close. The celebrity that has made the most money off of Cameo, that this year has reported over $1 million just on Cameo alone, is an actor by the name of Brian Baumgartner.
Don't know that.
I sent you a link of a birthday message he just gave. He plays Kevin in The Office.
Surprise! Cambry. What? No, sorry. It's not Ashton Kutcher. It's me, Brian Baumgartner, here wanting to wish you a very happy birthday. Wow. You are sweet, 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 sweet 16 today.
Okay, so is The Office the only thing he ever did?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably done like little roles here and there of other stuff, but he's famous for The Office. That's what he's known for.
Big surprise. And they threw an Office themed birthday party for you. I hope that it is amazing. I hope all your friends came and your family and everybody had a good old time.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Chili was served. Yep. Because nothing says happy sweet 16 than a big old pot of beany, spicy, delicious chili.
So he's had small roles in other things, but like small. Like, he's mostly known as Kevin Malone from The Office. And as you know, there's this whole resurgence of The Office, like millennials and Gen Z. They love it. They watch it from beginning to end. You know, our generation, we watched it in real time because that was like, that's our generation's show.
Mm-hmm.
But like the younger millennials and the Gen Zers, they love The Office. So this girl had an Office themed Sweet 16, and her favorite character was Kevin from The Office. And her parents paid only $195 to have him leave that message. But because he's so affordable, he does tons of those. He's made over $1 million. He is the Cameo celebrity that has made the most money in 2020.
Hi, Adam Silver. Happy birthday. I hope you're having a beautiful day. I know it's a little bit boring being in quarantine, but at least you have your family. And listen to your mom, because she's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom. And she knows how to spell the word you.
God, that's a line from Mean Girls.
Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. This is from your mom and dad and me. Lots of love.
And she doesn't. That okay, so that's a line that Amy Poehler says in Mean Girls. Lindsay Lohan doesn't even say that line. The character doesn't. But they paid her to throw in a Mean Girls line there.
But not her Mean Girl line. So
no, not her Mean Girl line. And that right there, what we just heard, cost somebody $350.
That you're having due to coronavirus and everything going on in the world. Just stay in high spirits. And, you know, this is obviously a sign coming from God that we all just need to reevaluate.
I'm paying you $350.
And really slow down.
Yeah, you're not a life coach. You're
Lindsay
Lohan.
Show me a boob.
I really believe that we all stand by each other.
Thank you for not doing the fake accent.
God's grace and in good hands and healthy and happy and have a very prosperous future. So God bless you and do not be worried. Your son really loves you. So be strong for him and everyone else as well. God.
30 seconds. 30 seconds for that much money.
$350 for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, now you know why Brian Baumgartner, Kevin from The Office, makes more money. He's $195. He's more fun. He'll say anything you want. He talks on and on. Like, he's so happy to be there.
I got to see a Busey one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the Busey ones are hilarious.
That's good. Oh, yeah. Here we go. He's got a guitar.
This is DeGavin's team for Gavin. Gavin is changing jobs. And he's going to really miss you.
And it's team. 2 minutes long.
Gavin would like to extend his love and appreciation for everyone.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And thank you for your support. And change. C-H-A-N-G. I'm going to take the letters spelled change and give you a different definition.
Oh,
a good
here
definition.
Uh-huh.
Is he going to play the guitar or he's just sitting
change,
there with it?
C-H-A-N-G stands for
okay, that's you spelled Chang.
Happiness,
It's an E at the end of change.
Guiding energy.
Right.
Creating happiness and new guiding energy.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Busey.
Letters, six words. Let's see.
Yeah.
You want an original song? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Just get the guitar.
As it goes.
Okay. You'll sing me a song. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Nothing changes, but the changes. Changes come and go.
He's only halfway done.
Everything is
changing.
It's
a whole other minute of this.
Didn't make sense at all, but it was a good song.
Yeah, it's original.
Anyway, it's for you. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you're gonna keep going.
It's not even in tune.
It's not done yet.
Everyone knows it's true. You'll be changing.
He thinks he's Buddy Holly.
The changes won't change you.
He's so into it.
Changes won't change you. Changes won't change you.
That's a nice sentiment.
Okay. That was original. Right from my heart to your heart, to my guitar, and to the airwaves, I present you with a good message. Nothing changes but the changes.
I'm a little choked up. That was actually really beautiful.
Was it worth $350? I like that better than Lindsay Lohan's.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan didn't know what to say. At least Gary Busey was entertaining. He borrowed a guitar. He made up a song for you. He said something actually kind of deep. You know, don't let the changes change you. Like, wow, that's actually really quite lucid coming from him.
Yeah, and Sugar Ray will break up with your boyfriend. So right. You can do that. Yeah, I like this.